everybody, and welcome back to Peregrine. I'm your host, Allegra Stein, and today's episode is a bit of a grab bag. I'm going to be talking about three ideas that have captured my attention this week with hopes that they help you see your work in a new way. The first is the idea of the daily email. The second is understanding awareness, engagement, and sales in your practice. And the third is the difference between confidence and composure. All three of these ideas were inspired by other creators. I will be definitely crediting them for their work. And I just want to thank all of you for being here and for being listeners. I hope you find this helpful. And thanks to for those of you who have submitted reviews and who have subscribed and rated. It means a lot that you're here. And again, my little radio show is just put out over the airwaves with hopes that it reaches someone out there and maybe inspires some fresh action or ways of looking at your own work. So the first idea that I want to talk about is this idea of the daily email. This has been inspired by the work of Jonathan Stark. I am on his email list. And the other day he sent out a note just announcing that his one of his courses, it's called Email 365, was open for enrollment. So I was like, oh, I'll click and take a look. Now, I have experience with doing a daily email streak. A few years ago, I actually did 100 days of emails. They were notes to coaches. And it was really awesome. Like having that kind of structure was really helpful for me because I struggle with consistency and discipline. They are on the bottom of my list of strengths. And so just saying, hey, every day I just have to send out a note, it was very compelling for me. And it was a project I was really excited about. And I still take a lot of pride in, but I haven't done one since. I've thought about it, but I have not recommitted to sending daily emails out. So when I got his email, I just was like, oh, this is interesting. And I took a look at the program. I'm not going to be signing up for the program. It looks interesting, but it's just not right for me right now. But what it did was get me back into thinking about it. And I started to read more of his stuff and start looking up some blog posts. And then I found his podcast called Doing Daily. And I just started listening to the stories of other people who are writing daily emails. And I was convinced. I'm just like, this sounds really smart. It makes a lot of sense. It takes a lot of pressure. I'm not going to go into all of it. I encourage you to listen to Doing Daily if writing a daily email is something that you would ever consider, because it's just really helpful to hear other people talking about it. And he asks all the guests the same questions around the tech they use and when they write and where they get their ideas. It's very, very practical. It's something that I want to experiment with. So it's Wednesday that I'm recording this. I know I sent an email out yesterday. I sent another one out today. I don't know if I sent one out Monday, but my plan is to send an email every day. So if you're already on my email list, you'll see those come through. And if you're not on my email list, I encourage you to join. You can go to allegrastein.com/daily and just enter your email there. You can always unsubscribe if it's not a good fit for you. But this podcast is only one place where I am sharing ideas. And as an ideator, I am always coming up with things that I want to share. And it's inspired every time with hopes that you find it helpful or that it gets you into action somehow. And so if you like what's being shared here on Peregrine, I encourage you to check out the email list. I'd love your feedback. If you are getting those notes, please hit reply anytime. They come straight to me. Let me know what you think, because I would love for it to be not only a good exercise for me to start crystallizing a lot of the thinking that I do, but a helpful resource for you as well. So that's the first idea, daily emails. If it's something you end up experimenting with, please let me know, because I'm just really fascinated by it right now. The second idea that I've been thinking a lot about comes from Michelle Warner, who in a webinar a few weeks ago introduced her framework around marketing as having three important steps: awareness, engagement, and sales. Now, if you are on my email list, this is the note I sent out today talking about this a bit more. But it's quite elegant, you know, when you think about where you're spending your energy in developing your practice. What are you doing to build awareness around your work, right? So that more people know about who you are and that you exist. Where are you creating opportunities for engagement? So once someone becomes aware of you, How are they building that like and trust factor with you? And then finally, what is it you're selling? What's on the other end of that transaction? I think a lot of us spend time thinking about the things we want to sell, but not spending enough time considering how we're creating opportunities for engagement and what we're doing to create awareness around who we are and what it is that we do. And since learning this, I have not only been looking at my own practice through this lens, I've been bringing this into my one-on-one partnerships and the conversations that I'm having with coaches around their own work. You know, anytime an idea is floated, whether they have an idea they want to workshop or we do some brainstorming together, let's say one of those sticks, like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to try that. I'm able to zoom out and look at the larger landscape and see which bucket that idea is going to fall into. Is that an awareness idea? Is this an engagement project? Is it a sales offer? And to keep the conversation in this place where we're looking at things from a very well-rounded, big picture perspective. I love when someone is lit up by an idea. And if the only idea that we're playing with is in only one of these buckets, we have to make sure that we're also considering the other two pieces. And I've just really enjoyed adding that framework, again, not only to my own work, but to the conversations and the partnerships that I have with the one-on-one clients that I'm working with. So again, that's Michelle Warner. Again, that link will be in the show notes. And the third idea that I want to talk about is from Tad Hargrave, and it's this idea of confidence versus composure. This was inspired by a video that Tad put out this morning. Again, the link will be in the show notes, where he talks about, he uses the phrase like confidence is a racket. And first of all, it's such a beautiful example of having a unique point of view on something. But he just shares that, you know, if something you're struggling with is feeling more confident, you know, oftentimes confidence is seen as this duality that we're either too meek, right? We're too deferential. We don't want to rock the boat. So we just kind of, you know, we're not confident enough and we need to be more confident to get over that. And on the other end of the spectrum, we're like the chest puffed out, you know, peacocking around, just kind of putting on this facade that I'm right. And we, you know, here we go. And I've got all the answers. And neither one of those is particularly appealing. And so at a certain point in his video, he said, yeah, my colleague, instead of confidence, likes to point towards composure. Something about that just like, it just clicked with me. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. It's not about finding or feigning confidence. It's about settling into composure. And composure comes from self-trust and believing in the things that we're saying, and self-love, and just this very grounded desire and awareness of, I'm just here to talk about what's important to me and to share what is true for me. And I just loved it. I like when we can find different words to describe something that just feel more accurate. And when they feel more accurate, they tend to become more actionable. It unlocks something. And I just found it, again, a really, really cool insight that I appreciated. So the link for that video is also in the show notes. And finally, just a quick personal update. I know if you listened to the very first episode of Peregrine, I shared that I am going back to grad school. I will be earning a master's in creativity and change leadership. And my first classes start at the end of May. Through this summer, I'm going to be taking a course focused on the principles in creative problem solving. And following that, I will be taking another class focused on facilitating group problem solving. And one of the reasons why this content felt like such a good fit is that because in many ways, I feel like I've been doing this kind of work for a very long time. So to have this opportunity to really dive into something that I feel I'm very intuitive about already, but to have the theory and the frameworks and the very specific guidance and understanding about how to bring this to others is so exciting. And I'm really excited to bring it to you. That's one of the reasons why I restarted Peregrine, is that so when I get started and I get, you know, we're about 6 weeks out, everything I'm learning in class, I'm just excited to synthesize and reshare in this space. And also with my email community. So that's another reason I encourage you to join the email list, is because part of my classwork is going to be applying everything I'm learning, right? They're going to teach me frameworks and ideas, and I'm going to have to go out and reteach it to others. And I would love to just bring that to you, so you can count on spontaneous workshops and opportunities to connect and chat, where I will just be thrilled to lead you through some of these exercises. And the email list, honestly, is going to be the best place to hear about those things, because that's where I tend to share announcements first. So that's coming up in a few weeks. And finally, even as school begins and through the summer and into the fall, I am still working with people one-on-one. I have a few spaces available. So if you have been looking for some very tailored, bespoke, personalized support, I would love to chat with you. You can head over to the Work Together page on my website. Again, I'll share it in the show notes, and it'll explain a little bit more about how that works. And there's a space there where you can set up a discovery conversation. And that's really all it is. It's just an opportunity to chat, to see if it could be a fit, to answer any questions you might have. So at any point, if you think having someone on your team to help you with your project specifically, I would really love to talk with you about it. Anyway, thanks so much again for being here. I would be very curious your thoughts on either daily emailing, this concept of awareness engagement in sales, or if reconsidering confidence as composure is helpful to you in a new way. Send me a note anytime, find me on LinkedIn, and most importantly, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Talk soon.